Maybe this has happened to you. You've made it all the way to the front of the airport security checkpoint line, and all you're looking forward to is settling into your flight with a bag of peanuts and your latest Michael Crichton or Danielle Steele novel, and then they catch you. Well, not you, but your nail clippers, your scissors, your pocket knife. Well, since these terrorist attacks of September 11th, we have gotten used to seeing our small, pointy objects whisked away by security screeners. What happens to your former possessions? Well, that's where the Transportation Security Administration steps in. Today, the TSA announced a new contract to handle the disposal of these surrendered goods. Call us. Tell us what goods you have surrendered at the front of the checkpoint line. Our number here is 800-989-TALK, 800-989-8255. To talk more and to join us to explain the new policy is TSA Press Officer Chris Radigan. She joins us from headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm doing good today.
Let's start with exactly what it is you deal with. What kinds of items does the TSA intercept?
Well, on a daily basis, in fact, I can tell you just yesterday, a snapshot in time for the 450 airports, we collected 2,225 prohibited items. 134 of those were in the deadly or dangerous category. There were sharp objects, there were clubs and bats and box cutters. Yesterday
You're
we didn't get any
me.
Fireworks, but
You're
we have in the past.
Me. Somebody's still trying to get on with box cutters?
Well, actually, this calendar year alone, from January 1 until the end of September, 1,894 box cutters have been intercepted at the passenger checkpoints. I'm sorry, you know, that's fireworks. I'm sorry, box cutters, 15,849 box cutters. I misspoke.
You misspoke.
I misspoke. So, you know, our passenger screeners are standing there on a day-to-day basis, and so far this year, through September, we've got 4.5 million prohibited and items, and of those, 524 firearms.
Pardon me for being a little bit mind-boggled. Maybe you could list for us some of the things that we should not attempt to take through a security checkpoint.
Well, TSA has up on our website, and I'm going to put a real quick plug in, if you don't mind, tsa.gov, and that'll take you to our Prepare for Takeoff section, prohibited and permitted items. And we lay it out for what you put in your carry-on bag, what you can put in your checked bag, and what you should just leave at home. You know, we have personal items like lighters, nail files, toys, tweezers, those types of things. Lay it out. Can you put a cigar cutter in your carry-on or your checked? Those types of things. It lays it out for you there. Medication, you know, if you're taking medication, if you're a diabetic and you've got to have those supplies and that equipment, yes, you can take it in your carry-on. Yes, you can put it in your checked baggage. And we have some tips in there to ensure that, you know, you can identify that these are legitimate medical items. We also have a little section that tends to get people in trouble, the sharp objects. Okay, we say razor blade type items such as box cutters, utility knives, and razor blades. No, you don't want to put those in your carry-on. Put those in your checked baggage.
Okay.
Ice picks, we've gotten ice picks. People have actually come to the checkpoint with axes and ice picks. So we'd like to tell you people, please put that in your checked baggage. If you really can't leave home without your ice pick, put it in your checked baggage. But then please put a sheath around that blade so you don't hurt somebody else. Sabers. We've had sabers.
Sabers.
Real sabers, not the little, you know, replica plastic sabers that children get, but real sabers. We've had throwing stars. We have slews of scissors. I mean, scissors by far, sharp objects, is our number one object. Over 2 million this year alone.
Okay.
Those are very dangerous.
Well,
we have had...
Chris, hold on a minute, and we'll go to some calls for just a moment. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Interesting.
Hello, Marty. You're in San Jose, California. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi.
Hi, Marty.
Hi. I was on a flight, and I was deciding to take some baggage onto the plane with me. I had my shave kit with me in the bag, and in the shave kit, I had a little mustache scissor, about 2 inches long, in the shape of a duck. And when the screener confiscated it, I was kind of like, oh, that was there? And then they took it, and I'm going, okay.
Well,
it just kind of cracked me up. But,
I'm sorry, Marty. Why is it in the shape of a duck?
Well, it was my wife and I have an affectation with ducks, and so it was given to me by her as a gift.
I have one for cows, but I don't know that I'd, well, never mind.
Well, Marty, you know, it's not the duck that we wanted. It was that really sharp, pointed edge that we would probably have asked if you began your flight the next time, maybe you'd put that in your checked baggage. Because in the hands of somebody else who means to do harm to the other passengers, we don't want that to happen. So I'm sorry that we took your favorite duck scissors, but, you know, please put them in your checked baggage the next time.
Do you often get people who have to part with sentimental things?
Yeah, and actually we do have some special places set up that, let's say your grandfather has passed down his Swiss Army knife, you know, Boy Scouts, down through the family, and you come to a checkpoint. Many of our airports now offer a mailback program.
Chris, I was going to ask, what happens when you confiscate the items and you don't have the mailback program? Where do these items go?
Well, we intercept the items, and we ask passengers to voluntarily relinquish them, and we hold them. We do an inventory, and we hold the items right there at the airport. So there's a very good probability in many cases that if you can immediately make note that we could help you get that item back, especially a sentimental item. So we store them in the right there at the airport or in our offices with TSA. Now, I can tell you, I have been in a number of the TSA offices. In fact, I was just in Moline, Illinois this week, and they're very good in Moline and in other places where if you say, look, I want to take this and put it back in my car, we'll escort you out of the checkpoint. Or you can hand it to somebody standing there, you know, who's going to wave goodbye to you. Or you can put it in a special mailback envelope and send it to your house. So there are a number of different things that we're trying to put in place to help you. You know, our business is to prevent these dangerous and deadly items from getting on board the plane to do harm to people.
Okay, let me interrupt you to read you a quick email. Elizabeth from St. Louis says her 11-year-old daughter bought a pair of toy handcuffs. For some reason, she never learned. We will leave that there. I'm not making fun of you, Elizabeth. We didn't have enough time to track down our luggage to pack them, so we had to throw them away. I wasn't thrilled with her having them anyway, so she was relieved to get rid of them. This can be a tip to beleaguered parents everywhere.
Well, we have a category called replica weapons and replica items that could, by their own, by what they look like, could be used to do harm, or that could scare somebody. So with handcuffs, we've actually gotten real handcuffs before, believe it or not.
Oh my
Those
goodness.
Could be used against one of the flight attendants or against a fellow passenger. And we have to ask passengers not to bring your handcuffs to the carry-on. So in the case of replica weapons, actually this last year we've had close to 24,000 replica weapons. And those would range anything from paintball guns to plastic or the metal Colt 45
toys. You guys deal with a lot of stuff. Are you getting tired of it?
We actually have tons and tons of items that we've collected, and that's what this new contract is going to help us move these items along to other places where they can be put to better use
crushed.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris, for joining us. She joined us from the TSA offices in Virginia. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.